Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shereen Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You are a gift to the world, and you are dope. Got my special guest back. I'm going to stop calling her a special guest and just say that she's like a guest of the show, because she's going to be on here a little bit more often, which I really appreciate her perspective and her point of view of it, especially with having her and Taylor, like, that's, they gang up on me sometimes, but it's still pretty dope, though. So anyway, today we are going to talk about getting older, and what does that mean, and how do we work through that? Like, what is going on? So what's going on, Kennedy? Talk to me, baby.
Hey, y'all. It's so nice to be back on here again. I told y'all you're going to be seeing more of me, and second time already.
All right. So, Kennedy, today we're talking about getting older. And as a parent, you know, it is beautiful to watch my kids get older and to see you guys grow. And, you know, I got grandkids now. So it's beautiful to see that. But it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like good and it's bad. It's like, because I just sent you out pictures today of like when you were younger. And those kind of things just take me back. Like, damn, like, I remember when she was this age, and it just makes me kind of go down memory lane. So sometimes I like it that you guys are older because, well, there's a few different reasons, but but I do miss it when you guys were young, though. It takes me back, and it makes me miss it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with a question. How do you feel about just the fact that all of your children are adults now? I'm going to be 20 this year. So basically, all your kids are past their teenage phases. I'm going into my young adult phase. Taylor's in her young adult phase. The rest of them are grown with kids. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good knowing that you guys are all dope individuals and dope human beings. And I like knowing that I had a part of that. I like knowing that I had a part of just the personalities that you all have. Like each one of my, all four of my kids, y'all all just have like lots of love in your heart. Y'all all have compassion. Y'all all have integrity. And so watching that and seeing that as you guys get older is really, really nice to see. And I can appreciate that a lot. So I love seeing that part. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, I do miss like our family time that we have together. You know, I remember there was a time when Father's Day was literally all about me. But with JC being the father now, you know, it's not. You know what I mean? And I guess there's just certain things that you have to get used to. And I'm okay with it, but it's just, you just got to get used to it. And so those are just slight adjustments that you have to make as you get older, because it's really not about you anymore. You know, it's about the kids and the evolution of the kids. Make sense?
Yeah. Would you say that your kids are like the most rewarding things about getting older, or what would you say is the most rewarding thing?
Absolutely. Y'all four are the reason why I do a lot of things. And, you know, you guys, let me just say this. You guys watching my evolution hopefully lets you guys know that it's never too late to do things the right way. You know, it's never too late to get back on track. It's never too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to apologize. It's never too late to do a lot of things that I've done as I get older. And so, yes, seeing the evolution of my kids and you guys seeing it in me, to me, it seems as if like, dang, okay, Pops is he acting different, or he's different now. So you guys are different now. And so I like watching that portion of it as well. So for me, you know, the first time that I realized that I was getting older is I was in the grocery store, and, you know, Black folks, we do the, hey, what's up, dog, with the head nod up. Mm-hmm. Man, the first time this little joker in the grocery store wanted to punch him in his throat, he gave me the head nod down like, hey, sir. And I was like, damn, am I there?
How long ago?
This is probably like 10 years ago. So he really hit me with the how you doing, sir, with the head nod. Y'all can't see it, who's ever listened to it, but he hit me with the head nod instead of the head up, the what's up, man? I was like, damn, I'm really getting older, huh?
Definitely when I do my citizens.
That you do a what?
Definitely do the head down to my senior citizen.
You know, and the only other times that it bothers me, and I don't really want to say that getting older bothers me, and we could talk about that, but getting older doesn't really bother me. But when I hear things like, I think one of your friends told Tommy, like, oh my God, you were born in the 1900s? while it's true, it just sounds so prehistoric. Like, damn, like, we're not dinosaurs. We just getting older.
Yeah. I think it's definitely, like, it's crazy to process that my parents are getting older because, I mean, it's just, like, when you're younger, they just seem like, I don't know, like, they'll always be the same age forever. But I think that once I start getting older, like, once I started, like, hitting, like, my late teenage years, like, 18, 17, that's when I started to feel like, I don't know, like, my parents are really old for real. I mean, y'all aren't really old, but, you know, y'all are getting up there.
Well, I'm not going to speak for nobody else, but I'm going to speak for myself. As I get older, I'm definitely aging like fine wine. I'm just going to be honest with you. I stay in shape. I take good care of myself. The only thing about getting older that I don't like is I don't like all that gray hair on me. Like on other people, I'm like, oh, that looks really good on him. But my shit, it was looking harsh. Like I'm giving you an old reference. If anybody's ever seen the show Sanford and the Son, there's a character on there named Grady. And Grady just had this old, just nappy... just old nappy gray hair in his beard. And that's what I looked like when I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to let it grow. And it was during the pandemic. And Tommy was like, nah, you should keep dying.
So you're going to let your hair go gray?
I don't know. I keep changing it. And it's just my beard. My the top of my hair is cool. But I keep changing. When I was like, about to turn 45. I was like, yeah, after when I turn 45, I'm not dying no more. Now I'm about to turn 50 this year. And I'm like, I'm not dying no more. But that's a damn lie. I don't like the way it looks on me. And honestly, when I see it and when I don't do it, I feel older. It's just a mentality thing. Like, I'm like, dang, I feel older when it's not black. I don't know why, but that's just how I feel. And I have one other story about getting old. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Kenny?
I was gonna ask a question. You can
go ahead. You good?
Do you think that I know you said that, you know, you don't like to feel older, you like to keep dying your hair. Do you think that getting older is something that scares you or something that like you're trying to fight, or you think you're accepting it as it comes?
Yeah, not at all. I'm not scared of it at all. I actually enjoy it because, again, I have kept a great routine regimen with eating healthy and working out. And so my body, it probably looks like a, I don't know, 25, 30 year old. I mean, I've seen some 49, 50 year olds and I'm like, ooh, you know, let me give you my regimen. But no, for me, I embrace it because I still look young. I mean, I still am able to get out there and play sports with my kids and run and jump and lift weights and things like that. So while I'm embracing it, I'm also doing things to maintain a healthy lifestyle. You know, I'm making myself healthy. So I love it. I love getting older. The only things that I don't like about older is I can't hear nothing. Y'all, I gotta tell y'all this story. And this is what really solidified it for me is Taylor, you know, the one that's normally on here. I finally said, yo, you know what? Let me go get my hearing checked because Tommy kept telling me that my hearing was gone. My kids kept telling me, Pops, you can't hear. She said it was bad, whatever. So finally, a couple months ago, I said, forget it. Let me go in here. And they said, well, bring somebody with you. And I said, cool. Hey, Taylor, can you come with me to get this hearing test? And she was like, yeah, I will. So we're in there and I'm doing the hearing test. And the guy's asking me all these questions. And I'm like, no, I could hear fine. No, not this. No, not. And then Taylor finally stepped in. She was like, look, he's not telling you the truth. The man can't hear. He's constantly asking me to repeat myself. He's this and that. And I was like, dang, this is what getting older is like. It's like your kids start to become kind of the parent. And that was scary for me because I was like, dang, this is what it's going to look like. Like, they're going to be taking care of me. How I took care of them. And I don't know what it was about that scenario and that scene, but it definitely made me look at it like, damn, I really am getting older because I don't feel like I was lying. But for her, she was like, Pops, you're not telling the truth. Tell this man what's going on. You can't hear. And so they told me at the end that I didn't need no hearing aids. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
Is that really what they told you at the end? Let's be honest with them.
Okay, yeah, they told me I needed a hearing aid. Y'all, they did. They said I needed a hearing aid. I was like, no, I don't. And I've been telling them that they didn't know what they was talking about since I came to come see them.
This man has still not went and got that hearing aid.
So I can't hear nothing. Tommy can't see nothing. He be yelling at me. I'm like, well, you can't even see me. So how you yelling at me? It's pretty bad. So those are the things that I don't like about getting older is that, you know, as you get older and you become more seasoned, like, you know, your hearing starts to go, your sight starts to go. Things just start to not work as well as they used to back in the day. But yeah, overall, though, I'm loving the grandkids and spending time with them and being pop and, you know, I love all of that kind of good stuff. And, you know, as I get older, my relationship with my kids has changed. And that's the part that I really love because I'm able to actually just be, you know, while I'm always going to be dad, but I'm also now able to be friends with them and like just talk to them about stuff that, you know, before they wouldn't talk to me about because they're like, well, I don't want to disappoint pops or I don't want them to get upset at me. But now it's like, nah, yo, you could talk to me about anything. I'm not going to be mad at you or, you know, shame you or anything like that. Like, yo, we can be cool. Now I have to watch that because again, they're still my kids, but it is nice though to have young adults in your life that not only they gonna check me, but they also just gonna show me so much love and respect and just appreciation, and I can give that back to them. And it's just really dope to be able to do that with them. So that's another part that I really do love about getting older is that I'm actually able to be friends with my kids and we can have healthy conversations about relationships and about stuff. That's pretty nice. What do you think about that, Kitty?
I definitely think that that's something really good. I love being able to have that relationship with just both of my parents because, you know, as you get older, you need someone else. Like, of course, you need someone to, like, structure you while you're growing up. But I think that when you get older, you know, a lot of your parents and you have a lot in common, like a lot in common. So, you know, it's just very nice to be able to talk to someone who's literally shares 50% of your DNA, who knows exactly what you're talking about, who can just give you advice on how to deal with situations because not only have they dealt with it before, but they're literally like another version of you.
Literally. Kennedy is literally another version of me, y'all. She is my mini-me. We have the same, we're both Virgos. We get on each other's nerves. We know when the other person is upset. We push each other's buttons. However, I have to say, we've gotten a lot better. Like, we've gotten a lot better because I think that we both just accept each other for who we are. And we know what she doesn't like in me is because she sees it in herself. And she like, I don't like that too much. I don't like that. Is that wrong? Am I wrong, Kitty?
No, that's definitely true. Just like a couple or maybe last week or maybe a couple weeks ago, I was having some problems with my boyfriend. And I was like, dang, like, why am I dealing with situations like this? Like, what's going on? And I really sat and thought about it. And I was like, this is like exactly how like my dad deals with situations. I was like, maybe I can learn from his mistakes or maybe I can just, you know, take that into account. Because it's really like you have to catch it. You have to understand that like, yeah, we dealt with the situations the same way. What am I going to do about it? Because it's different if you just like catch something and you understand that, you know, my parent did this or someone did this. You have to talk about it with each other, first of all. Like, I didn't really talk to you about that. But you have to talk about, you know, what you're realizing, and you have to actually actively make a change. Because if you're not, you're literally just continuing the cycle that you don't want to continue. So I think that it's important now that you can reflect on your past actions and you can talk to me about like just the way that you dealt with things, how you've learned from it, because that's something that I genuinely take. Like, I really take that advice because again, how similar that we are. Like, it's not just a random person. Like, I'm literally talking to the mirror.
You articulated that so well, Kenny, and I agree with you. It's really been dope just watching you grow up and just seeing our relationship as it continues to grow in a healthy way, and that we're not at each other's throats because we're just so much alike. And even you being able to say that you looking in the mirror is a big step in the right direction, because y'all, she hated it when people be like, you just like your dad, or you look like your dad, or gosh, that face looks like it. She hated it. So for her to even be able to articulate that means that she's growing as well. So, yo, anyway, y'all, that concludes this episode of the You Are Dope podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Again, got our very special person on here today, Miss Kennedy Elise Colbert. We appreciate you, Kenny. We love you, girl. And embrace your getting older. You know, look, if you aren't with the grays, then diet like me. It's okay. But remember, y'all, you are
dope.
Dope. There we go. Let's get it.